The Czech center-right coalition government has overcome the most serious crisis it has gone through since taking office less than a year ago. On Thursday, coalition leaders struck a deal meeting most of the demands of the junior coalition party Public Affairs, which has threatened to leave the government. The deal includes two more ministerial seats for Public Affairs and a pledge to pursue the party's agenda in taxation and fighting corruption. Jan Richter has the details.
Pani místopředsedkyně, pane ministře, dovolte mi, abych nahlas opakoval to, co jsem vám řekl.
President Václav Klaus on Friday morning appointed Public Affairs Deputy Chair Karolina Pík a Deputy Chairwoman of the government in charge of legislation, and her party colleague Pavel Dobeš, the new transportation minister. The appointments were part of a deal reached on Thursday by the three coalition parties, the Civic Democrats, Topo 9 and Public Affairs, to keep the government in place. The junior coalition member Public Affairs had threatened to leave the government by the end of June if they were not granted two more seats in the 16-member cabinet and if their coalition partners did not respect their views on issues such as the fight against corruption and higher taxation of gambling. On Thursday, leaders of the three parties agreed on an addendum to the coalition agreement that includes most of Public Affairs' demands. After the meeting, Prime Minister Petr Nečas told reporters some of the points included in the addition.
We put down in writing our political agreements concerning the reforms of the pension and healthcare systems, as well as the overhaul of justice, public administration, and our anti-corruption strategy. And we also agreed on some changes in taxation policy.
The Prime Minister also said that the government will link a vote of confidence in the lower house to an income tax bill that will impose higher taxes on gambling beginning in January 2012.
Navrhneme jak vládě, tak poslaneckým klubům, aby...
We will propose to the government and to the three parties' deputies groups to link the income tax bill, including the establishment of a new gambling tax, with the vote of confidence in the coalition government.
Spojila vláda svoji důvěru.
The coalition leaders might have agreed to pursue the income tax bill, but one of the coalition parties, Topo 9, has repeatedly pointed out it would be extremely difficult to implement it by the end of this year. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek from Topo 9 said if this was the case, investors in the gambling business might sue the country. Commentator Eric Best believes that for now the coalition is off the hook, but the income tax will put the government's cohesion to a serious test.
It's important because it's linked to a tax bill specifically related to gambling and other aspects that is quite controversial. And the finance minister, for example, has said that it would not be possible actually to implement this law, especially the part about gambling, by the end of this year, which would be required in this case. So it could end up being a potential conflict, and a large conflict of the same caliber as this one. So we can see either a conflict in the middle part of the summer or towards the middle of November, when the confidence vote would have to come.
The coalition is most likely to send a tax bill to the lower house of parliament in August. The MPs would then have 3 months to approve it, and by doing so, giving their vote of confidence to the government.
Thank you for this report, Jan.